Coach, another good postseason win versus Broad Ripple. Obviously, another weak team, but you saw a lot of good things, I think, out of your North Central team last night.
Yeah, I thought we did things we talked about in the game, in the locker room before the game, and thought we had people play and play at a pretty high level and kept their intensity level up and kept their focus on what we were trying to do. It's a very difficult game to play in some regards, but I thought we did some really good things. We worked on some things, and I thought that our players played pretty well last night. So
now in your 11th season here at North Central, 29th overall, got to go back to a couple games ago. How tough was it for you sitting out that Franklin Central game?
I'm not sure I know how to describe that. That's the first game I've missed in 29 years. It's just gut-wrenching, to say the least, to know that your players and your team are going into battle and you're not there to do whatever you can to help them be as good as they can be on the floor. It was just a very, very difficult night. Thank goodness I probably felt so bad that I was sleeping 30, 25, and 30 minutes at a time. So I slept through portion of the time the game was on. But otherwise, I mean, Scott, I just say this. I could not wait. My heart was pounding so hard waiting for the call to see how we had done. And I'm so pleased with our players' efforts and our coaches' efforts. They just did a great job last week. And it was really heartwarming to have that happen and watch the fact that they're able to get the job done, as I knew they would, because let's face facts, Scott. Coaches are just a minor part of a picture. Players are the ones who get the job done out there, and I knew they would do that, and thank goodness they did.
Now, in this postseason, you play oftentimes a few games a week. If the team goes to schedule, it'd be three games a week. Obviously, a few players under the weather. How do you see that affecting, and maybe due to the schedule, that's definitely helped out the team?
Well, the draw, I think, has helped us in one regard, is that, yeah, we have some people who aren't feeling 100%, and certainly at this time of the year, you start looking around at some of the teams I've read about and heard about, is that they're not at full strength either. And now it's a matter of those people stepping into the fact that they're stepping into the challenge of why we practiced all year and why we made sure everybody got as many reps as possible. And now you got to be ready to step up and play. And I think our schedule, the draw, has helped us a little bit.
Tonight you face once again Coach Jody Whitaker, who actually came to Lawrence North the same time you came to North Central. What do you know about her coaching style?
Well, she's going to be a very good – their team's going to be very aggressive. Coach Whitaker's one of those coaches that is really going to push her players to be very good defensively. They're going to be very aggressive. They're going to be very disciplined. I'm not sure there's a coach that gets more discipline out of her players than Coach Whitaker does. And if they smell that you're a little bit afraid or smell that you're not ready to play, they'll come and get you pretty hard.
The team faced them once already this year. It was at Lawrence North, a tough four-point loss. What were you able to get out of that contest?
Well, I think you have to keep in mind that Lawrence North is, what, the number three team in the state right now, and they've only lost three times, and two of those were to number one Ben Davis, and they lost by a point to Carmel, who might be playing as well as anybody in Indiana right now.
Ellen's led by Dress McClung and Felicia Johnson. There's a couple of their huge leading scorers the past couple of games. How do you defend them as well as the other teammates?
Well, this is a team that's really difficult to defend because they have great offensive skills at various positions. This might be the best offensive team that's left in Indiana right now. They've got seven players who can score. They hit you with a lot of different looks, and they have the big 6'2" kid in the post who's big and strong and powered up and rebounds the ball extremely well. McClung is the absolute just great four player who can play in the post, go to the perimeter, handle the ball, shoot the three, defends, and then they have a variety of perimeter players who are really good, and Beeler and Simmons and Owens can all hit the three, and they bring kids off the bench who can hit the three. This is a very well-constructed team. It is a team that I think is a potential state champion, and obviously we believe this, that if you can beat a team like this, and they are truly a potential state champion, then that puts us in that same class, and that's why this is going to be such a great game for us.
Coach, appreciate it, and hopefully we'll do it again next Saturday.
Scott, I'm always looking forward to that, and we will go on the assumption that we're going to talk again next week.
All right, Coach. That's Head Coach Alan Vickery on the WJEL Head Coach's Report.